Action.
Ok, allora io sono Lolly.
Io sono Pietro.
Siamo qui nello spogliatoio di Michael Burns.
C'è un camerino.
Sì, un camerino, spogliatoio, è camerino. E niente, adesso inizieremo con le domande.
Abbiamo poco tempo, ma ci sono
5 minuti, giusto 5 minuti. Ok.
Michael, tell us who you are, and I know you know who you are, but if you ever know it as well, so tell us who you are and what you play and how long you've been playing.
Okay, I'm Michael Burks. I'm on Alligator Records. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I play guitar, as well as other instruments, and mainly I play the blues, besides different other kind of music, but blues is where I make my living. And I tour the world 200-250 days a year. And right now, I'm right here in some part of Italy. I think.
What else?
Well, you said you play the blues.
Yeah, what's the blues for you?
Yeah, what does it mean to you, the blues?
What's the blues for me?
Yes.
Blues for me is life. It's nothing but, it's like telling stories of, the trial and tribulation that a person go through in life. That's with anyone. It's just like you with your tonsils. And you couldn't talk, you had the blues. See what I'm saying? But you know, everybody in life has some kind of problem, some kind of another. They feel bad or feel good. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It could be something good. You know, blues ain't nothing just about feeling bad. Blues is about life, the things you're going to go through in life, the things you're going to endure in life, but you're going to go through some good, some bad. You got to be able to, as a person, as a strong person, you got to be able to go through that, make it through that, pull through, say, I can do this. And I've been able to do that all my life, you know, with my own experiences and stuff in life, as well as listening to other people and their experiences. You know, a lot of songs that I play, that I write, you know, it's like the same, people have the same experiences. I like to write material that I think other people can relate with. All my songs, oh yeah, man, I went through that same thing.
What happened to me?
It's about one life, man, and how they handle it.
When did you start? I mean, when did you feel first the need to play? When did you start playing, and why? What made you start playing? What did you feel when you said, now I have to play, I need an output?
Well, I had played, man, probably all my life until I was about 38, 40 years old, you know. And I had been married a long time, like 15 years. And I went through a divorce and all of that stuff. And that really came to blues. So after being, you know, divorced and single again, you know, I picked the guitar back up. So, and that's what I played. That's what I mainly just concentrated on playing that style of music. Of course, I was at the beginning, you know, I was playing everything from R&B to rock, you know, all the other different kinds of stuff. But you know, I didn't concentrate on blues. But after I turned about 40 years old, I was a blues man. I had the experience to be a blues man.
Iron Man. Just a moment, but I mean, it's very exciting to be with you
We're kind of nervous.
We are really looking forward to hearing you play tonight. But you know, it's gonna be good because I've seen you twice before, and it was awesome. It was amazing.
Yeah, we'll have a good time tonight. We've been out 3 or 4 days. We're ready to play.
Well, would you like to, how can I say, to suggest some album of yours to someone, to the people, to the listeners who might be interested in?
Yeah, I actually got a new album coming out.
Really? Now, right now?
Yeah, it's the album in June.
So you should have had it yet now. I would have bought it.
No, it would be out in June. It's not out yet.
Not yet. I'm waiting. But you have already recorded it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's finished. I'm just waiting to press it up. So they're going to release it in June.
Looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, it'll be on Alligator. So.
Well,
it'll be hard to find.
Well, I have a question. What do you suggest to other people who want to play, for example, blues, for other people who want to play guitar? What are your suggestions?
What are my suggestions? Practice. And listen to, you know, I didn't learn my craft from just listening to blues guys. I listened to a lot of jazz guys, a lot of jazz, and as well as, you know, blues guys, but I listened to the rock guys from Hendrix, Carlos Santana, different guys. You know, I come up from a long round of good top players. You know, Kenny Burrell, Charlie Vincent, Joe Pass. You know, and that's how I made my style, by listening to everybody else. But, you know, you got to, that way, you don't limit yourself. As a musician, not only as a guitar player or something, you don't limit yourself. As a guitar player or a musician, you might not get a job playing blues. You might get a job playing jazz. And a musician got to be world-rounded, especially if you're a side man. If you're a side man, you got to know how to play more than one different style of music. You got to be playing poker. So that's how you make the money. That's how you make the money. But you know, if you just play the blues, you might be sitting at the house. So practice, learn different styles of music. You know, it helps. I play. All different kind of instruments, different kind of music, just like them, they play.
I know you play your common organ, don't you?
Yeah.
You play
everybody in the band mostly play different instruments. Multiple instruments and different styles, so it's...
It makes you more complete as a musician,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it makes the music interesting. You know, it makes... You know, you know, you're in the studio, you can make you more creative, you know, just doing something, so.
Okay.
Most of the nights, we never really played a song the same way twice in a row. It's just something different, we do something different with it, you know. So it make it exciting to the audience, because people don't want to come see. Say, you see me 6 months ago, you see me tonight, you don't want to come see the same thing tonight you seen 6 months ago. You know, they get bored. I'm like, I seen that last time. I said, something different. Songs and stuff. So you want to make the audience come out and make people want to see. Because they don't know, never know what they're going to do. You know, never know what they're going to pick up and play.
That's a good thing. Well, last question. Since you released the Iron Man album, many people around the world have thought of you, have stated you are the greatest modern blues guitar player. And how does it feel?
I'm still learning. I'm still practicing.
No, it's different.
Okay, one day, I know this is... It's cool that they think of me like that, you know, and we work, and I work hard at it. I'm one of the guys that's not satisfied with the way, you know, to play. I'm always trying to be better. You know, I'm always trying to get better. So, you know, somehow I always going to try to put a label on them. They always going to try, but, you know, I don't... consider myself, this big time blues star, not Michael Burke. But when you come to my show, you get what you pay for. You know?
That's right. I know it. Well, okay.
So we finished.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure as always. And well, we'll see you tonight playing. Looking forward to it.
See you. Glad you could talk again.
Thank you.
He was struggling last night.